Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy to be back broadcasting podcasts regularly again. I really miss connecting with you, and hopefully you are still tuned in and excited to be getting my support in the year ahead. I've got some great new topics and content coming up for you on overcoming insecurities after cheating, handling retroactive jealousy. I've got some really special events happening on the podcast show for Valentine's, as well as in the two Facebook groups that I manage. So I'm excited about the year ahead. Thank you for your patience. When at the end of last year, I did take a bit of time out to focus on a passion project and also to refresh and renew myself. And this episode is about helping you to get into some high energy, to make your relationship happier with 8 different tips. So I hope you enjoy, and thanks again for your patience, love, and all of the positive feedback that I get from people leaving rating and reviews here on the podcast, sending me loving emails, and joining my Facebook groups. It really, really does mean so much to me to be able to connect with you on so many platforms. Thank you. So it has been a crazy year, crazy 12, 14 months for so many people. So many people have suffered losses, whether that's losing a loved one, financial fear, financial losses, or just feeling a lack of freedom, feeling alone, down, and just waiting for the normality to return. And of course, that normality that we're seeking and hoping for is going to be different, and it hasn't come back yet. And in some places, it's getting worse. And let's hope that it's definitely going to be getting better very soon. And of course, then there is other financial changes in the world happening, political changes. So we have to look after ourselves during this time. We have to look after ourselves. We have to look after our relationship. We need to keep ourselves on that high energy, and also our relationship, our home, vibrating that positive, loving atmosphere. Maybe you had a great end to 2020. Maybe you've had a great start so far in this year. Or maybe it was not as you wanted it to be. Maybe you felt alone, sad, down. For some people that I've been working with, the financial burden of 2020, the COVID, everything, the political turmoil has created a sense of togetherness. The couples got stronger, they spent more time together, there's been less traveling, they've been working from home. For other couples, it's made things 10 times worse. They're getting under each other's feet, add the stress of the homeschooling. One person is sunk into addictions, or sometimes both. There's been cyber cheating. So for some relationships, the last 12 months, 14 months has been a blessing. And for others, it's compounded their relationship stresses. So if you've been arguing a lot recently, if your communication has got worse, then do tune into the show regularly again. If you have missed me, if you have missed the podcast, because there are now going to be regular episodes, all being well. So if you have been having a hard time, you can start afresh today. You can decide at any point in your life, in your relationship, in your day, to give it your energy, focus, and attention. Why do we have to wait for a new year, a new month, a new moon, a holiday, a new job? for things to get better. You can start your day again at any point. You can use tonight to reconnect with your loved one. Use today as this turning point. Take it that you are meant to listen to this podcast today to start afresh, adding new love and new energy into your relationship. A new chapter where you're giving, where you're letting go of expectations, and when you're taking and focusing on the positive actions, when you're getting out of the victimhood, the self-pity, and taking positive steps towards what you want. When we can accept where we are, when we can accept things as they are, we can then move forward with new energy and enthusiasm. And this is also how we can become free. Because when we're fighting what is happening, when we're fighting the reality that we're going through, it takes a lot of our energy, time and focus, especially if the things that we're fighting are things completely out of our control. So acceptance doesn't mean doing nothing. It simply means that everything good and bad we experience can teach us new lessons. We can learn more about ourselves, our boundaries, our triggers and desires. When we focus on accepting what we can control and what we cannot control, everything gets much easier and we can move forward. The favourite phrase that I use in all of my meditations, whether I'm working with someone one-on-one, all the meditations you can download for free in my Vinana Dance Party Facebook group or my relationship Facebook group or from my website, all include these phrases. We cannot avoid risk, but we can accept it. And when we accept it, we can allow it to pass through more quickly and easily. And another one that I love to put in there is, I enjoy focusing on everything that I can control. And everything that I can control, I enjoy taking positive actions on. And things that I cannot control, I simply let go. And it's really powerful to remind that to ourselves. What am I in control of? What can I do? So you may be wondering, how does acceptance apply to a relationship? How is acceptance important with energy and having a good relationship? Well, the more we can just accept what is and then take action to improve, we can avoid getting bogged down in the negative news, in the chaos around us, and we can also keep our spirits high even if our loved one is moody, is suffering because they are addicted to something, and if you're repairing after a difficult year. I'm also now going to share with you some tips on how to keep your energy high, how to keep your relationship happy. Some of these are really basic. Some of these you're like, yeah, Nicola, I've done that, or I know that. However, it's so good to refresh our minds. And I hope that you get one thing out of this podcast, this audio today. If you can just do one of these things I'm going to mention to add a little bit more positive energy into your life, into your home, into your relationship. I'm happy with that, and hopefully you will be happy with that. If not, okay, you probably won't listen again, and that's your choice. So the first one is, we can shift our energy with home improvements. This is really basic, and sometimes enhancing our physical surroundings can make such a difference. With so many uncontrollable things happening right now, we are all seeking comfort, and we can get comfort with a few home improvements to make us feel more alive. It's a great way to add positive energy into the home, and it's a great life coaching tool, really, to give your home or bedroom a revamp. And it doesn't have to be expensive either. It can just be a fresh coat of paint in one room. It could be painting a shelf, a bookcase, a wardrobe. It can be getting some new throws and cushions, a new rug, can make such a difference. It can also be creating a new fitness area or a meditation area in your home. I've recently created a new meditation and dance area in my home, and that makes me feel alive. And I'm also going to get a exercising trampoline for my garden so I can bounce up and down when I have the energy to enjoy being outside, enjoy getting into some cardio, and enjoy jumping up and down and celebrating life in that way. So it can just be any small improvement, anything that makes you feel calm or full of energy, depending on what you feel that you want to create in the year ahead. Creating that positive energy flow can make such a difference. Some people will go for candles. They go for smells and scents. I recently, just before the end of the year, decided to put a nice calming sea blue all the way up my walls. As you go into my client room, I painted my office baby pink and got loads of plants. Because plants remind me that we are all living, we are all growing. We all need water and nutrients and care. And just like our relationships need to grow. They need nurturing, they need looking after, they need regular feeding, and they need regular time and energy and space to flourish. We need all three. We can't be suffocating one another, which I know for a lot of people is happening over the lockdown and can happen when people feel insecure and they can become more and more needy. But plants, they need water, sunlight, space, nutrients. And that's really important to give that to our relationships and, of course, to ourselves. And also get rid of low vibe energy items. I hope this isn't too personal to share with you. I decided for new positive energy in 2021, out with the old bed sheets, off they went into charity. And I also cleared out my underwear drawer because I want to feel good about myself. A lot of people that come to me with a poor libido, a poor sex life, literally, they're not even clearing out their underwear. They're wearing underwear, they're wearing swimsuits, they're wearing things that are just so old that they just carry a negative energy. And it's not me sharing that, it's just when I ask that question to them, they're like, yeah, I probably could change a few things in my wardrobe. So it doesn't have to be expensive. I know a lot of people right now are also watching the pennies, watching the dollars, watching the cents. That's perfectly fine. So do it in a way that feels good. Do it in a cost-effective way that feels right to you. And it can make a huge difference, and it can be a really nice family activity as well to create a new exercise space, meditation space, more comfy cushions and rugs for the family to enjoy. So the next one is quality nutrition fueling your body and mind. It's a great time to think about how we continue to fuel our mind and body in the year ahead. Not just in the beginning of the year, but all year round. Often our mind doesn't like to create a plan for a whole year. It will try and sabotage us. That's what I've learned from many different studies. So they suggest that our mind will support us more effectively if we create a 30-day, a 45-day, or a 90-day plan for anything in life. So if you're making a health plan, an exercise plan, a life plan, a relationship plan, a work plan, work in 30, 45, or 90 days. That apparently has the optimum results. And this can be quitting an addiction, which I'm helping loads of people do this year. It can be committing to working on the relationship, changing relationship insecurities, jealousy, self-sabotage, all of the things that can come between a couple. And it also doesn't mean sacrificing yourself so that there's absolutely no enjoyment. We all need to be enjoying what we're doing. I'm working with a lovely couple in the UK at the moment, and one of the things that they're doing to have fun is they are doing online cooking lessons, and they're really enjoying having a 2-hour online cooking lesson with a company run by a celebrity chef, or under the umbrella of a celebrity chef, shall I say. And that's one of the things that they're doing to have fun. They're having great nutrition great entertainment, and that's what they're doing for an exciting date night. So you can make fueling your mind and body really fun, and it's all about making it enjoyable. If you're telling yourself, especially during the winter months, okay, I'm going to eat salad every day, maybe that isn't going to be exciting. And I heard an interesting study the other day that apparently we eat less if we have a hot meal for lunch. If we have a salad for lunch, according to research, we're more likely to binge later on in the day, because if we have a warm lunch, we're more likely to feel more satisfied, which was really interesting. I don't know if that's true for you. It's definitely true for me. My body type, I love hot food. I like to eat a hot lunch and a hot dinner and a hot breakfast, but that's just me. So thinking about that as well. Right now, we do seek comfort. So are there any foods that are healthy that can give you that comfort? And is this something you can do together? Having your lover support you in your health and nutrition goals makes all the difference. We want to support each other to be the best versions of ourselves. And that's what I love to help couples do in my couples program. The next is, again, similar. It's related to health. And I just wanted to share that for me, the three M's, movement, music, and meditation, have completely changed my whole life. Hence the reason I created Vinana Dance Group. It's basically, Vinana is a 7-pillar system. It's a 1-hour class that involves setting your intention for what you want to manifest in your life, warming up and opening up your heart and your hips and shoulders to release stress and tension, tuning into how you're feeling for a song, shaking off any low vibe energy for a song, celebration dance for 15 minutes, just saying high five to all the good in your life, and then lying down and having a 10-minute guided meditation. This is what I created. It is so beneficial for me to do this every week. It has helped me to create so much peace in my relationship, so much love and deeper connections with my family. It's also helped me to manifest everything that I wanted to happen in my business and in my home life. And I'm so, so grateful for having the insight to create this and giving myself that time to believe in myself and say, okay, Nicola, take time away from your relationship business for a few months. Take time away from the podcast. Take time out to really tune into what you are passionate about. And this is what I'm really passionate about. So if you'd like to join the WhatsApp group to get the weekly updates of free classes you can join, if you'd like to join the Vinana Dance Group, you're so welcome. If you don't, absolutely fine. Maybe if movement and music and meditation don't work for you, if they do and you want to try it, you're welcome. And you can also just do this on your own. Find a meditation that you like, put on some tunes that you like, move a little bit, and then listen to a meditation. Even if you've only got 30 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day to give yourself, it really has literally changed my life. So anyway, the next one is organized themed movie nights. Sometimes we just need to relax. We need to relax the body, we need to relax the mind, we need to just unwind. And I don't know about you, if I don't plan my relaxation, I will just keep working or I'll just keep doing. There's always things to be doing. And I've realized I really want, my goal for this year for myself is to be a human being rather than a human doing. I'm always doing, 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 doing. So for me, organizing theme movie nights with my loved ones helps me to relax. Yes, I admit it, I do need to plan my relaxation time. And as a lot of people go into saving mode at the beginning of the year, a movie night can create some fun, some excitement, and it can also be a lovely ritual for the family. You can plan costumes, food, and drinks based on the movie you choose, or the country that the movie is set in. If you want to take this a little further, you can have a crafts day making decorations and get the children involved. Children love matching their outfits to perhaps the flag of the country or in line with the movie. And there are some companies that have adapted their products to suit the current climate. For example, Netflix have introduced watch parties where you can watch a movie with your loved ones across the globe. And there are some companies that are creating food packages for movie home watching that include drinks, movie snacks like popcorn, nachos, to really give you that movie cinema feel indoors. Although, to be honest, I find that so funny because I don't know anyone who cannot open a Diet Coke bottle or put in a microwave popcorn bag or open a bag of nachos and put some cheese on top or whatever. That, to me, like, why would you order that? Why? It takes like 2 minutes. But anyway, if people are willing to pay for it and if people like that feel, then good on them. I guess if you've got a massive, massive family, but we're not allowed massive gatherings. So yeah, I don't understand who orders that. But if you do, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your experience because it really intrigues me. The next one is getting in nature. This is definitely my favorite. Outdoor activities. It's a great way to just get into some new energy by adding fresh air into your lungs. The breeze on your skin, that natural lighting, the natural look of their places. It's just so beautiful. Feeling the energy outside, hearing the birds singing, that kind of thing. Seeing the creatures crawl. It's just lovely. And it's a wonderful way to bring peace of mind to the mind, especially for these COVID times. If you are allowed to socialize, you can socialize outside with a good social distance. And in fact, some couples that I'm working with right now are insisting that their date nights are only in restaurants that have outside tables and heaters with a good distance in between other couples. And I'm not sure whether you have watched the documentary Earthing. It's amazing. Go to YouTube and type in Earthing documentary, full episode. And it's, I think it's around about an hour. It's really amazing. And it talks about how children and adults have healed anxiety, have healed skin disorders, physical symptoms, other challenges in the mind and in the body through laying on the earth. Laying in the grass and on the soil and connecting with nature in that way has created benefits in their life. The movie also talks about how wearing, in our modern society, shoes all the time, socks and shoes and that rubber disconnects us from connecting with nature, and this can in turn affect our health. I watched it, I wasn't feeling very well at the time, so it was kind of like my unwinding movie night. And I felt so motivated that at 10 o'clock at night, I got up and went for a walk. I took off my trainers and my socks and went barefoot around the grass around my lake in the, well, not my lake, of course, the lake that is near where I live. And I felt like this is so amazing. And I was a bit worried, to be honest, about stepping in dog's poop, but luckily I was protected and it just felt really good. It felt really good to feel the grass beneath me. So give it a go. Don't blame me if you do tread in dog's poop. Hopefully you won't. And yeah, just connecting with the earth or just sitting in your garden, laying in your garden. Watch the movie. It will motivate you if this isn't motivating you enough right now. Then the next one is giving. Now, a lot of people right now are in the scarcity mindset, and I get that. We've just had the end of the year, which is always expensive, with Christmas and things like, and Thanksgiving and flights and things like that, if you have been able to travel. And it can also be a time where people are so uncertain, the currency markets are going up and down, left, right and centre, the political situation is in turmoil. The COVID is here to stay for the moment, And the vaccines, let's hope that they will be the saviour as they are predicted to be. But there is still a lot of uncertainty. And so it can be very easy to become tight. It can be very easy to stop giving. However, this mindset will create more lack in your life. When we can see the joy and abundance in life, when we can remind ourselves that we are abundant beings, there is so much money out there, there is so much love out there, there is so much joy out there, and it can be ours. So giving love, giving joy, giving gifts doesn't have to be expensive. Just sending something nice to someone that you love, even if it's just an e-card or something. How are you doing? Messaging, whatever it is. But giving your time, giving a gift can be a great way to get into some happy new energy this year. The gift of giving really is so great. It makes you feel amazing. And why do we have to wait for that end of year? Also, I am saying this as a reminder, in all of the relationship coaching work that I've done over the last 12 years, a lack of effort on Valentine's Day comes up a lot. Some people carry that resentment again and again and again. It can be a trigger point for some people, especially when one person in the couple says, "I don't believe in it, it's just a commercial thing, let's not do anything." The other person says, "Okay," but they're secretly devastated that they will not be celebrating, that they're not even given a card, that they're not given a text message, or they're not even having a romantic dinner together at home, or there's not a single red rose. You know your expectations. Either let go of expectations or communicate them so that this Valentine's is special for you. I'm going to create a special event for Valentine's around Valentine's time, a new live in the relationship Facebook group. And I'm also going to be creating a uplifting, sexy libido dance workshop for that as well. Both will be free to ignite more fun and excitement over the Valentine's. So the next one is surviving the nights in with some games. Okay, so I mentioned movie nights. Sometimes watching a movie can be difficult because we all have different tastes in movies, and often couples complain to me that when they're sitting down and watching a movie together, the other person is on social media, they're not really engaged with them, they're scrolling their phone all night, or they're just switched off. For me, watching a movie with my man is not, for me, quality couple time together. In fact, I feel that it is a bit of a waste of a night to spend a night watching the TV together. Because I love engagement. I love conversation. I love feeling that they are really there with me. But that's me. A lot of couples, watching TV together is a great way to spend time together. If that is not the case for you, then playing some games. Whether you get out the traditional games like Jenga, card games, or whether you're far more technology savvy than me and you're playing these online games, doing something like that with your loved ones can be a great thing to do. And it's all about planning. Planning game nights, planning movie nights, planning connecting with nature. If we just get into the normal, I was going to say rut of life, but that's a bit negative, but if we get into the normal routine of life, we can forget ourselves. We can forget our relationship. We can get sucked into, as I was mentioning earlier, a human being, a human doing rather than a human being. So that's a great question to ask yourself as well. Are you being a human being, enjoying life, accepting, going with the flow, creating that high energy, positive, loving energy for yourself? Or are you a little bit stuck perhaps in the human doing mode? And I'm just going to leave a quote by Tony Robbins, who I do love and respect and admire. And I have this actually printed out in my office. And this is, "The quality of your life is in direct proportion to the quality of your relationships. The quality of your life is in direct proportion to the quality of your relationship. So it doesn't have to be your romantic relationship, but are you having high quality relationships in your life? Or have you been trapped, perhaps in being a human doing rather than a human being? And how can you nurture those loving relationships more? I'm going to make this year about relationships. Will you join me? And I also want to make this year about connecting with people that want to improve their relationship. I also want to make this year about connecting with people that want to move and dance with me and raise the vibration, release the stress and tension, get into the body, have a fun, have a party, and then just relax in a blissful meditation. So if you're on Facebook, join me. And if you're not on Facebook, you can connect to me through my website and email me there. You can also watch my relationship masterclass. And I have some very exciting news for you. Coming soon on Valentine's Day, I'm going to release my relationship masterclass to the podcast. So you will not need to watch the video, even though the video with the slides is really helpful. And you will also not need to sign in for watching the webinar. Although it is, I get great feedback from it all the time. I'm going to be bringing that to you as a gift on Valentine's. So do tune in on Valentine's to download and to listen to that. From my heart to yours, have an awesome week ahead, and thank you. So great to be back.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.